KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station, ESPN, 97.5.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net! Mamma mia! Lionel!
Romelu Chiesa now. Here's a Hunter. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elis! Elber Elis! La Pantolita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from the Grove at Discovery Green for the launch of Gal Media's newest website, Automotive Map. This is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters. On ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. Here's Glenn Davis.
Boy, you talk about a great setting down here at the Grove on this sort of rooftop deck here, dwarfed by these beautiful downtown buildings. And we welcome you into Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 tonight. It is a big night for Gao Media with the launch of Automotive.com. So this is a private event. Only movers and shakers can get in here, like Fred Fowler and Elvin Hayes and a bunch of other people, including Justin from Advantage BMW. So thank you for tuning in tonight. I'll tell you what, we got a lot to talk about here when it comes to the World's Game, the Houston Dynamo, Champions League today, incredible game between Ajax and Chelsea. Lots to talk about there. We're going to do a round table a little later on. Bob Pennington is going to represent Manchester City. Ian Veary is going to represent Liverpool. And Eddie Robinson, my partner on Cube 57, former Houston Dynamo defender, he'll be on the show tonight as well. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're going to stream at ESPN 975. You can hit me up on Twitter during the show at Glenn Davis Soc. So before we get into other topics, you know, I thought yesterday, I said, you know, what a great idea it would be to have Fred Fowler of the Blitz do an extended segment here right after his show, after coming back from London and watching the Texans and reporting on the Texans over there, and to get his take on sort of the feel of the Premier League. So we're going to do that. Fred is also going to finally reveal who his Premier League team is. We're going to do that at the end of the segment. So we're calling that the basically the Premier League Fred Fowler reveal here tonight. Okay, so that's going to come at the end of the segment. Fred, thank you very much for hanging out. You must be a tired man.
You know what? I'm getting a second wind, but happy to do it. And I was kind of intrigued because you sent out a tweet over the weekend and tagged me and Nate Griffin and David Nuno and some of the other people who were over there. And basically, you know, asking, will we get some of what it's like to understand the interest in the Premier League and soccer over there versus over here? And will that impact us a little bit? And I have to tell you, for me, it was an incredible experience because, you know, I'm pretty outgoing. I love to talk to people. I love to learn, especially when I go to a place like that. And I love to find out what the people are about. And so I went and watched the rugby match in a pub because that was the big deal at the time. But then I spent a lot of time just talking to people about their teams. And, you know, and there were so many fans of second division teams and little teams in 5,000-seat stadiums. It's like, but that's my team. And they know everything about them. And it was just such an incredible experience because that's everything revolves around that. And it's not just from a sports standpoint. It's from the pub standpoint. It's from the conversations that people have. And I was just totally blown away because the interest there is, and I mean, you know this because you've been over there all the time, but as somebody who's never been there and who's interested in soccer but not, you know, didn't grow up with it, not passionate about it, but really interested in it, having a chance to be around that, if you don't take something back from that, like, wow, this is something special, this is something cool, then you really weren't paying attention.
Let's face it, we as Americans sometimes have a little bit of a tunnel vision when it comes to sports in the big nature, right?
We do.
Yeah.
And I think so much of it is, and I do think it's changing because one of the great conversations I had with a guy who I met at one of the pubs, and he asked me flat out, why are the U.S. women so good and the men aren't? And I explained to him Title IX. And that because of that, so many colleges created women's teams to kind of offset some of the 85 scholarships that went to football. We don't have that kind of development I mean, we have that kind of development for women. We don't really have it for men because men's college soccer is not to that level, and nor is it going to be because there's just not enough teams. There's not enough money to put scholarships into it and then balance it out for women. And he was fascinated by that because his thing was, why isn't England better? And it's like, they finally have gotten better at the women's game. He says, I think people would get interested if they'd get better, but they have a lot of young women who don't have the developmental place to go. So I'm wondering if at some point they develop by coming over to U.S. colleges more.
They have. Yeah. They have, and England, by the way, got to the semifinals of the World Cup. The bigger thing is teams like Chelsea and Manchester City are putting money into the women's game at the pro level.
And that's what
well.
He was telling me, yeah.
So these brands over there are not stupid. They know that, look, this is just another way to extend our brand is through women's soccer, and the quality of play in the last World Cup is on the rise. By the way, Fred wrote a wonderful book, Jesus Just Left Chicago. It's JesusTheNovel.com. By the way, do you pay ZZ Top royalties for that?
I do not.
How do you get away with
it's
that?
It's an homage. You know,
it's an homage?
Piece. Yeah. And I think I've told the story before, but I was driving home one night and listening to the song, and he just left Chicago and was on his way to New Orleans, and I was wondering where he'd go. And I decided to go to Sam Houston Race Park and make everybody money, and that's how the novel began.
Again, so. It's JesusTheNovel.com. Jesus Just Left Chicago. We're visiting with the host, along with A.J. Hoffman of The Blitz, Fred Pfau, fresh back from overwatching the Houston Texans play at Wembley. By the way, you got nicknames. You know, in soccer, there's a lot of nicknames. Where does the Falcon come from?
It's funny. When we first started in radio, I used to give everybody a nickname. There was a caller or a guest or everything. And Matt Dean and I were talking one day. You don't have a nickname. And he just started calling me the Falcon, and it stuck. And I have no idea why.
But you got a couple.
I've got a bunch of them.
What was the other one?
Well, there's
the priest or something.
There's a bunch of them on my Wikipedia page. Only about half of them have actually been used at one time or another. But yeah, that's the one that stuck for some reason. Speaking of Wembley, oh my God, what a wonderful experience that was!
Amazing.
What a great stadium.
That's the new Wembley.
Yeah, I think they were telling me they spent £1 billion on it. That's the best stadium I've ever been in. Now it doesn't.
I heard you say that. Now tell me why.
Well, I mean, it's just the sight lines and the atmosphere and the and by the way, a retractable roof that they can open. You know, which no offense, Texans, but open the damn roof every now and then. I mean, it was amazing.
Why don't we open the roof when the weather's good? I mean, look at the night we have out here for radio.
Yeah, well, you know, if it were like this for a football game, they wouldn't open it. But yeah, the fact that it's just. And we walked around the whole place before the game just to kind of get a feel for it. And little things like having restrooms at every single section. That's not a small thing, especially if you're going to drink a lot at a game. And it's one of the most amazing places I've ever been. It doesn't have the bells and whistles like Jerry World has the giant screen, but I find that a distraction.
Do you know I called a Barcelona game against Club America with that thing in front of me?
You're looking at the screen the whole time, aren't you?
I mean, it was hard to. Yeah,
it draws you to it.
Yeah, it's so massive that it's like so in your face.
But I mean, from the little clubs that they have there to get beer and wine and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, it's just such an amazing place, and I mean, you could just feel the history there. It's almost like you could feel the ghosts there. I mean, it was amazing. I so wanted to go to a Premier League game while I was there, and it just didn't work out. But I'm going to go back and. I have a friend who's going to help me get some tickets to see the team that I've chosen. So as soon as I get a chance, I'll be back for that.
Well, we're going to do the reveal. By the way, this interview with Fred Pfau and this show presented by the Daspit Law Firm, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. They're going to work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. And a big shout-out to John and his firm for getting soccer on the radio, quite frankly. All right, Fred, so now that you've been over there, you've felt how important the Premier League is in the big realm of things to English people. You learned about their provincial teams and how you grow up with a team in your neighborhood and it might only draw 5,000 people a game, but you're a fan for life. So do you now know what the real football is?
Yeah, you know what? I'll never be on the level that you guys are in the understanding of it because I didn't grow up with it. But I love the passion. And it was so cool sitting in the pub on Saturday afternoon and the only thing on the screen is basically them. It's recaps of every game. And there's no highlights. It's just the recaps of who did what. And it'll flip to the next game. And it'll flip to the next game. And, yeah, we have that kind of stuff here. But to just have the only TV in the pub on that, just to tell everybody what was going on. And it was all soccer. And that was on the same day as the rugby. It was just such a – for somebody who has never experienced it, I was like a kid.
Did AJ, did he get the same feeling? I'm not thinking he got the same feeling as you.
No, but I also think, you know, he's got different interests. And I when I go to a place, I want to get as immersed in the culture as I can. And we did a lot of tours and things like that. But I was really fascinated because, you know, I've talked to you about this before. I've always been fascinated by the passion for soccer in other places. And there, it's just so ingrained in everything. And then I would have people ask me about MLS and, you know, why isn't yeah, they kind of look down on it there. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
But it, by the same token, you know, they're interested in it. And they kind of they want it to be – they want soccer to be bigger in the U.S. too, for the same reason that they feel like if France and England are get good in women's soccer, it'll make that sport better. So that was kind of cool too. But their whole thing was just, why aren't you guys any good at it?
Fred Fowler,
I know
of the
you
Blitz
talk about all the time.
Joining us
show.
Here. I mean, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, we have other traditional sports here. We have lifestyle. I think there's a lot of challenges. I think there's been a lot of improvement. I mean, certainly right now there's not a lot of good talk about the national team, but things
you know
have grown. There's
it has
no doubt.
Grown, and I still think more and more kids are playing, and I still think so many of them are sticking with it. I think 20 years from now we're having a different conversation.
Yeah.
And now I may not live to see
you know
that.
They said that 20 years ago, too.
Well, but it is better than it was 20 years
well,
ago.
Well, listen, look at where our pro league is. I mean, you certainly as a sports guy, you have to, in astonishment, look at MLS and go, look, people are paying $300 million for these franchises. They're popping up all over the place. By the way, it's probably going to be the largest league in America at one point.
Oh, I think so. And people always, one of the things that we talk about sometimes, oh, the NFL is always going to be king. And it's like, you know what? If I were a betting man. And
you are a betting man.
Well, I am. But I would say.
What do you mean
okay,
if you were a betting man?
If I were going to live long enough to collect a bet, I would say come see me again in 50 years. And if there was one sport that would surpass it, I would say it would be soccer.
Well, let's you and me put a co-bet down on something soccer-wise. And it's got to be something that projects out 20 years from now. And we'll see which one of us is
whoever's
still
alive,
here.
Whoever's alive
gets the take.
I think that's fair.
That would be fair. Fred Fowler joining us here from the Blitz, and very good sport to do this, Fred. I know you got to be exhausted after doing the ride over to the pond. All right, how much of the NFL over there is a novelty factor?
Actually, I was really impressed with how many NFL fans from England were there, and they're all fans of different teams. We were talking about this on our show. We saw every single jersey there, and including Dolphins jerseys, if you can believe that. They're fans of every team that go to all these games, and they've really embraced it. And what was fun is, you know how a lot of times I will pick your brain on soccer stuff. We had a couple sitting in front of us. She was from the Woodlands. He was from there. And so she didn't really know much about football, but she wanted to come see the Texans. And he's all decked out in Texans gear. And Eric Warner, who's from Carbach, who was sitting next to me, he and I are explaining the rules to them because he's just asking, okay, how does the punt work and how does this work? And that was playing out all over the stadium. But what was really cool about it was they want to learn and they're really into it, and the passion for it, it was amazing that and the Jaguars have done a very good job of building a base there, people who live in England who are Jaguar fans, and I just thought the way that they have kind of I think it's more than a novelty, and we've talked about this. I think you can have a team there now, and I think it'll be successful. I mean, 84,000 people at Wembley, and it was legitimate. I mean, it wasn't a Texan sellout. It was a real sellout. Believe me, trying to get on the tube afterwards.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, it was amazing. But, I think.
So what's the end game for the NFL? To be global? I mean, how deep do they want to go with this? I mean, if we get a team in London, do they then go to Barcelona? Do they then go to Madrid?
I mean, what happens? I think London, and then I think the other places to kind of keep an eye on, Mexico City and Toronto.
Mexico City would make.
Mexico City would make a lot of sense. So I think those, eventually, you could wind up in those markets. But if they wound up in London, that's the only place. I think that would work pretty well. And London is so diverse and so international. I think there were fans from Germany there. There were fans from France. It was interesting to see how much they just love. And there's also Americans who moved over there. There's a lot of that, too.
Sure. He is Fred Fowler. He is the author of Jesus Just Left Chicago, JesusTheNovel.com. By the way, co-host of The Blitz with A.J. Hoffman.
And editor of Sports Map.
Editor of Sports Map, which by the way, we're down here for automotivemap.com.
And speaking of sports map, Victor writes our soccer every week and does a great job. So
that's Victor Arise of Soccer Matters. Don't forget that, Victor. We have fun when we're down there. Victor is a great asset for you and also for this program.
Yeah, he's a great, great guy.
Tremendously talented young guy. All right. Your favorite soccer player in the world, who would it be? Who do you like watching?
Oh, well, I'm like everybody else. I'm still, if Messi or Ronaldo's playing a game, I don't care what it is, I'll watch it. And I don't really have that in the MLS, but I'll still watch. Yeah, I still watched Rooney last year a couple times when he was on. You know, the names, like every casual person is into. But, you know, the kid for France, whose name I never can.
Mbappe.
Yeah, he's amazing to watch, yeah. Great World Cup, but, I'm like I said, I'm totally casual. If I've heard of you, I will watch you.
All right, you ready?
Here we go.
Premier League reveal.
So here's
Fred
what I did.
Sauer.
Here's what I did. I was going to pick a team to start following, and I decided I'm not taking Manchester City because they're too good. It has to be a Houston-type team, right? It has to be a Texans-type 9-7.
Okay.
Occasionally, maybe you do better than that.
There's plenty of those.
So no Man City, no Liverpool right now because they're both. And United's going to be back at some point. They're like the Yankees. I can't do that either, right? So I narrowed it down to Tottenham, new stadium.
By the way, Tottenham fan base here in Houston, you must be proud of that. Fred Fowler, he may want to hang out with you on Saturday mornings.
One of the three finalists.
Yep.
Arsenal, and I was hoping to go to the Arsenal game Saturday night, but they did not come through with tickets. So
nor did I.
That's
I
okay.
Didn't
you
help
tried.
Enough
you
on
tried.
That. Nah, give me more lead time. I know you gave it to me. I'm going to get that done.
It's okay.
You.
That eliminated them because I had a couple friends there who were supposed to help me. And Chelsea.
Okay.
American player.
Oh.
And what was fun was the gentleman I was sitting next to at the Texans game is a good friend of mine who lives in London. And he wanted to learn all about the NFL, and he's offered to take me to a Chelsea game.
Stamford Bridge.
And teach me the same way I was teaching him. And the first thing I told him at the Texans game is, watch number four. You're going to love him. And about 5 minutes in, he's like, oh, he's such a lovely player. And
you'd have to get used to that terminology.
Yeah, yeah. And but he started selling me on all the points of Chelsea. And he told me if he were me, it would be Chelsea or Tottenham. And so I promised him I would get him a Deshaun Watson jersey. He's going to send me a Chelsea kit.
Pulisic?
No, I just want to. I don't want a name on it, right? I just want a kit.
You're going to put F. Fowler on the back?
No. Just a kit. But. And plus, I've run into some great Chelsea groups around town just biking around, and they're always fantastic. So this is going to be my way to start being a fan of the Premier League, is I am going to be a Chelsea fan.
All right, so you watch Chelsea, and then you're going to get some – we're going to bring you on for hits with Chelsea. Fred, we're up on a hard break.
Okay.
You know what that's all about.
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you had a great time in England. Fred Fowler is now a Premier League Chelsea fan. You heard it first here on Soccer Matters. We'll take a break here. Break is brought to you by Advantage BMW Midtown. My good friend Justin and his wife Sheena are here. Advantage BMW Midtown. Love the drive of BMWs. You do. I do. The other thing I love is the customer service down there. If you get down there, it's second to none. They'll take you through sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. Advantage BMW Houston.com. Philip, Justin, get down there. See them. They love soccer. They're putting money behind the game of soccer to put this show on the air. When we come back, Nico Hansen of the Houston Dynamo is going to join us as we roll on here from the Grove. Again, this is a private party here for AutomotiveMap.com, who, by the way, Fred, the architect of all this stuff. I mean, you know, he's doing everything.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Grove at Discovery Green for the launch of Gal Media's newest website, Automotive Map. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Here's Glenn Davis.
Aladero. Rui Diaz gave his marker the slip and equalizes with a stealthier piece of striking play, as you are likely to see.
Well, I would start, Michelle, by saying thank you and our partners and everybody back in Seattle for covering the team so well. This is impressive. There's a lot of people here, and I enjoy answering your questions. Now, what I would say, the emotions that I have are I'm so happy for those fans that are out there. I'm tremendously proud of that group of players, and it is fantastic. I am so happy for this club and for the people that are involved in the club.
All right, so that was Brian Schmetzer, the coach of the Seattle Sounders. By the way, 3 out of 4 years now in the MLS Cup Final, the same as Toronto. He seeks out a second title win, 70,000 fans expected, 2 o'clock Central Time. That game is on ABC, Univision, 2DNA, TSN in Canada. Pretty remarkable, and from a tactical standpoint, really got the edge over LAFC and Bob Bradley, and a big congratulations to Brian Schmetzer and the Seattle Sounders. By the way, I love the shout-out there to the media because, they are one of the teams in the league that gets real mainstream media coverage, and they have to cover them, and they do. All right, joining me right now from the Houston Dynamo, midfielder, he is Nico Hansen. He joins us now. We really appreciate Nico coming down to the Grove here tonight. So, Nico, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk a little bit. New manager, Tab Ramos, a lot of excitement. Yep. Tell me what you're thinking about it.
I've been in and out of town lately, so I haven't had an opportunity to speak with him yet, but looking forward to this opportunity and to see. I'm really excited for the Dynamo as a franchise.
All right, look, you've had a pretty much of a whirlwind. You come here in the summer transfer window. You come in here under Wilmer Cabrera, then you're coached by Davey Arno, and now you're going to be coached by Tab Ramos. It's your third coach. This is kind of the professional life, though, right? This is not always a very easy life. People don't realize that.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the game as well, is there's always changes, you know. Even in Columbus, I went from Greg to Caleb, and then you came here, and then it changed. So that's part of it, and as a player, you have to adjust, and I think that's what I'm doing, and you have to make the most of what's next.
Now, I know I've probably asked you this before, but how much research do you do on a new coach? You know, we obviously know Tab Ramos is a guy, trust youth. We also know that he's a very technical manager. He wants the game played in a way that's aesthetically good as well as getting results. How much do you look at a new manager when they're coming in and kind of seek out some of the things that he desires and likes out of players?
I think, for me, I think I listen to other guys that have been under him. You know, I have a buddy who played with him and who I spoke to after finding out that he's the new manager, and he had good things to say, only good things to say, and I think it's going to be a good fit for me, and it's going to be a guy that you're going to like. So I think those are the things for me it's going to be a good fit. And, you know, you go into it in the preseason especially, and then you're going to learn what he likes, and you're going to have to learn things that you can't hear from other people or that you can't research on any website. So I think for me it's just learning the experience once I finally get to be on the field under him.
All right, you're a winger. We love wingers. I don't ever want to see wingers. I get the whole inverted winger thing, but I like wingers that bring a wide game and bring width to a team.
Right.
I think that adds to the aesthetic value of soccer matches. Tell me about what being a winger means to Nico Hansen.
For me, it means getting behind the line and being dangerous. I think, I've always been about power and speed, and so starting wider to get, you know, to start from positions where you're tough to mark. And I think that's what I like to bring from my game and get in behind and make it difficult for the defense.
For you to get a full preseason, I mean, I'm sure you're just like, this is going to be great. Finally, I get a full preseason. I'm settled. I can make things happen. And I can get into the season in a proper sort of rhythm with a full preseason.
Yeah, and I think that's something I'm looking forward to. Even just on a health standpoint, you know, I go going into my last couple of preseason with injuries and knocks here and there. So staying healthy is definitely priority number one. But I think on the other side, too, is making the mark. And, you know, I came in with however many games left, 8 or 9 games left, coaching change. So it was definitely a difficult situation, or I wouldn't say difficult, a different situation. And so now I have the opportunity to make a name for myself.
But it's not easy coming into a locker room fresh in a different place.
Right.
Especially one that, you know, let's be honest, there's a little bit of turmoil going on here. Can't be perfect when you're struggling. That's a part of the professional life. And you got to fit in. You got to impress a coach. I mean, it is kind of different all the while you're relocating.
Right. And I mean, that's part of it as well. And I knew that was part of it moving. But that's, you know, that was the challenge I wanted to take.
All right, let's talk about your life. We're talking to Nico Hansen of the Houston Dynamo. You were born in Denmark.
Yes, sir.
You end up going to the University of New Mexico. Excellent program there. You and I have talked before. Actually called your college cup game in Philadelphia on a very freezing night.
Yes.
It was absolutely very cold there.
Yep.
Just talk about your journey to get over here and, you know, how Danish do you feel? How American do you feel? You know, all those cool things that come with being in different cultures.
I think I feel both. I think I'm a little bit of both. I mean, I love being home in Denmark and seeing that side of my culture and the way that I love there. But I've also been in America for a long time, and I'm very much American. And, you know, in the future, it's a hard, tough decision for me to make whether I want to, you know, settle down in Denmark or here, because I have so much that I enjoy about both things. So, but I think the journey for me has been, it's been incredible. And I think it's something to look back on when I'm done with soccer. You know, hopefully it's a lot of years from now, but it's an incredible journey. And New Mexico was a great opportunity for me in being there. And it's unfortunate that the program has folded and it's no longer there, but I think that's something they're going to miss a lot. But, you know,
That is tough. When that happened, I was very, very upset because I remember the team, the commitment of the players, the coach. It's a nationally ranked program.
Yeah.
And to have it just disappear in thin air, it almost made me angry, quite frankly. I'm getting a little angry right now.
Yeah. It's definitely difficult, especially I think for us, for being an alumni now, it's kind of that, like, especially Fishbein and the coaching staff that were there, they created an alumni like legacy almost. The guys would, you know, a guy like Devin Sandoval, who plays in New Mexico now, who I didn't really know while I was in college, like, is one of my good friends now just from playing in New Mexico. And, you know, there's things that you can't like, it's a family, and I think you kind of lose out on that family now growing through the next years.
By the way, the attention you brought to the university by getting to the College Cup final.
Right.
I mean, down to the last four teams in the United States.
Yep.
It's That's a bitter pill to swallow,
right,
I'll tell you.
Right.
It's bothersome. All right. I'd be remiss if I didn't get your MLS Cup thoughts, because you've played against these teams over your career. How about some general thoughts on Seattle and Toronto going to Seattle?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. It's a little bittersweet to see them play again. You know, there's a lot of good teams out there, but, I mean, they work for it, and it seems like they know what it takes in the postseason. You know, it's part of what they've done over the last 4 years, and I think it's going to be a good game. Seattle have brought in a lot of good new guys, and Toronto as well. So it's going to be a tough one. I think it's going to be a tough one for both of them.
So if I look at Toronto FC, likely without Jozy Altidore,
right.
They make a great signing with Pozuelo. I mean, is it the same type of game that they pulled off against Atlanta United that they're going to have to play? They had 4 shots against Atlanta United. They scored 2 goals. One of them's a wonder goal De Leon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a night where they defend most of the time. I think 60-something plus percentage on the ball for Atlanta United. Is it that same blueprint that's got to occur?
I mean, you look at both teams, is that both attacking teams have, you know, guys that can make it happen for them. You know, even the first goal of Benazet, where he comes in on his right foot and scores the backside. I mean, that's... Yeah. You don't see that often, you know, from guys that, you know, you need that in the guys from those wingers and from those attacking players. So I think on both sides, you know, Rory Diaz, and you have Lodero and Jordan Morris, guys that are dangerous on the other side as well. So it's going to be, like you're saying, it's going to be a game of the defense, you know, doing their job and doing it really well.
So you're talking game changers.
Yes.
But the thing is, the efficiency, I mean, both those goals that Toronto FC scores are from outside the 18 as well.
Yeah.
Unbelievable moments.
That's what I'm saying. Game changers. That's what they did.
What about the missed penalty from Josef Martinez? Were you surprised?
It's unfortunate.
Was it game over then, you think?
I don't think so. I don't think it's ever game over in Atlanta. I think they have...
But without Altidore?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a tough one. But they've shown it. They've still shown it.
They're there for a reason, that's for sure. And it's going to be a great MLS Cup final. Again, 2 o'clock Central Time on ABC, Univision, 2DNA, and TSN in Canada. All right, you got a men's health initiative right now. I want to just kind of throw this to you to talk to us about what you got going on.
Yeah. And I think it's, in the off season we get our time to do our own things as well. And I think working with my girlfriend who works at Revolution in Uptown. So we're going to be having a thing on Thursday at 6:30, kind of since it's the Men's Health Month in November. And it's basically their promotion is, men ride for free and, donations. It's donation-based as well. So donations are going to go to the MD Anderson, the Cancer Center.
Ooh,
and
very nice.
So, but they have got other things coming out, like Earthcraft and other things as well. So it's a good little event. We want people to show up. And I think you have to book your bike in order to show up because I think it's going to get pretty full.
Yeah. And listen, hats off to you for doing things that are charitable.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing, Nico. Nico Hansen joining us tonight. Nico,
thank you so much for coming down here.
It really meant a lot to me.
Appreciate
that you came down here in person in the off season. By the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
That's Nico Hansen. We'll take a break here. More going on here. I'm going to whisper a little bit here. AutomotiveMap.com is why we're here. It is a sort of a private party here, but our soccer talk will roll on tonight here. And again, a thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsors. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more special guests.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Grove at Discovery Green for the launch of Gal Media's newest website, Automotive Map. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, we're having a great time down here at the Grove, and of course, we've had Fred Fowler on the show from the Blitz already. We just had Nico Hansen for the Houston Dynamo on the program talking about Todd Ramos. And now we got a wonderful roundtable coming up. And if you want to join the roundtable, it's 713-780-3776 tonight here. We are going to talk MLS Cup. We are going to talk Manchester City. We are going to talk Liverpool. Our guests from the Manchester City Houston Space Citizens. I like that. The chairman, Bob Pennington, is here. Bob, welcome on to the show for the first time.
Thank you.
Very glad to have you down here. Ian Veery, you know him from the Liverpool Supporters Group. Ian, how are you?
Good, thanks, Glenn. Thanks for having me back.
Big winning day for you today. We'll talk about that. And then the one and only guy that makes me look good on television, he is Eddie Robinson, fresh from a culinary experience in New Orleans. Eddie, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Glenn. Thank you for having me.
All right.
We actually got a night where we can sit outside and not sweat in Houston.
I got to tell you, this is gorgeous. We're on a deck here at the Grove. I've never been up here before. This is fantastic. So let's get right into it. First off, I do, Bob, want to just get a little bit on your group because we haven't had you on the show before and where people can learn about your group. So let's give you a minute here and just tell us all about the Space Citizens.
Great. First off, we meet at the Phoenix on Westheimer. We're there every game. You can find us on Facebook. Search out Manchester City Space Citizens, and we will show up.
Got Michelle Shepherd here with you as well. You're all decked out with the scarves, looking good. All right, tomorrow Manchester City in action in the Champions League.
Yeah.
What do you expect out of that game ahead of what is a huge Premier League game on Sunday and when you take on Liverpool at Anfield?
It's all going to depend upon what Pep puts out on the field. That's the key question. When you start putting four competitions together and trying to figure out how they're going to, stack the lineups, I suspect he's going to play some youth tomorrow because tomorrow's game, we got three games in hand and essentially we're through if we don't lose.
You got a cushy group in the Champions League. So
yeah.
You're saying Pep's going to rest a few people. Ian, I'm going to throw it to you now at Anfield. Is there a little bit sense of nervousness around this one, or is it just, hey, we're Liverpool and we're okay?
Do you know what? For me, I am a little bit nervous, I'll be honest, because this season we just have not started like we did last season. We've won games, but we have, I mean, right now, Sheffield United and Leicester City are the two top defences in the Premier League. I mean, that's just unbelievable. No clean sheet again today from a corner kick unmarked straight in. So, you know, City have a lot of weapons. We have a lot of weapons. I think it's going to be a really interesting game because Martip going down has really changed Liverpool's back four, I think. That's, you know, is he going to play Lovren, which I assume he is because Gomez played today. So I think, you know...
That's a good assumption.
I think Lovren's definitely going to start. And they didn't look too bad against Villa, to be honest, last weekend. So we'll see. You know, and then, I mean, again, interesting today. He rested Mane and Firmino. But Salah started. So... You know, and you would expect all three of them to be ready for the weekend. So we'll see. It's going to be an interesting game. I think it could be a pivotal game in the Premier League this season because Liverpool win it, they're 9 points ahead. And we've already played Chelsea, Arsenal, Spurs and Leicester and beaten them all. And so far, my memory serves me right, City have only played Spurs so far. So there's some big fixtures coming up for...
Well, if they got designs on catching you, they want to take the full 3 points at Anfield. That's a must-watch on Sunday, Liverpool
definitely
at home against Manchester City. Eddie, we're hearing, and I can't remember who said this, but a former pro said this, and I think it's a former Liverpool player. It might have been a United player. Said that Liverpool has set itself up to be like a Manchester United under Sir Alex Ferguson, that they're set up for years to come. Would you agree with that?
Based on mentality of the players and of the coach, absolutely. They're winners. They're winners. They expect to win, but they don't go out every day and say, okay, this team's going to give it to us. They absolutely stuff it down your throat every time you play against them. It's amazing. It's so much fun to watch. They are ruthless. And you go back to the days of the Beckhams and then in the midfield with Roy Keane and Ryan Giggs and... Andy Cole, and the list goes on and on. It was a mentality, and I feel like Liverpool has that, and Jurgen Klopp has instilled it and brought in players that share that.
And so each and every year, it's a matter of rebutting the team and an alteration here or there or a signing and we can keep this thing moving.
I think Sir Alex won the Prem with teams he should never have won the Prem with, to be honest. But I agree.
It's just
getting that mentality and that mindset into the players. And
but
Jurgen's
definitely
done that.
System, too. Yeah. It's not flitting out. You know, sure, there's minor alterations to it, but there is a basic backbone and purpose of play that allows you to make these small adjustments and just keep the thing flowing, which I find remarkable in the modern game with the players and the amount of movement they want due to transfer fees and agents and all this whole underworld that revolves around these big
clubs. It just seems like Jurgen Klopp always knows what to say and when to say it. And that was something that was a solid, that was a characteristic of Alex Ferguson. I remember a story that Roy Keane said, they were about to play Tottenham, and it was massive. And he was so upset because he knew that Alex Ferguson was going to come into the locker room and give a speech. Alex Ferguson walks in and he goes, lads, it's bleeping Tottenham, and walked out, and that was it. He knew what to say and when to say it. That's and Jurgen Klopp is the same way. That's what I feel. He's the same way. He knows what players need to hear what and when they need to hear it. And the motivation factor and those players, and it's a cliche, but it's so important that we'll run through a wall for him. And
they were really fragile as well, Liverpool, before. Two seasons ago, if we were like only a goal behind, we were losing those games. Now, 87th minute, Robertson heading into the back corner.
I was about to interrupt you because you said you were a little critical of some of the things going on this year, but it's like you're still winning.
Yeah.
That's a sign of a good
team.
But
that's it. It's the mentality thing. And, I mean, Mane in the 94th minute last weekend, just that shows. I mean, that's
unbelievable.
I think that is sort of championship-caliber performances right now. But we'll see. It's still a long way to go.
All right.
We're only a few games in.
These guests here, Ian Veary of the Liverpool Supporters Group. By the way, they meet over at off of I-10. They meet over at Hugh O'Connor's, our good friend Peter Kingston over there. Great supporters group. Do you have any information on people if they wanted to come out and try to participate and be a part of your group, Ian?
Yeah, HoustonLFC.com is our website, and that's where people can find us. And, Hugh O'Connor's, every game we're there.
Tremendous leadership.
I mean, they open early for us, and they're always ready for us to be there. And every single game. And we have a few supporters come in from the other teams as well. Makes the atmosphere fantastic.
Yeah, by the way, food's very good there. It's a beautiful pub. The interior of it, I love. Peter's done a wonderful job with that. We've got Eddie Robinson, the former Houston Dynamo defender, most noted for being my partner on the Cube, as he's laughing over there.
That's what I'm most noted for? Really?
I'm joking.
Have you looked at my Instagram? It's food, Glenn. It's food.
Is it on there?
Food. Yeah.
And we got Bob Pennington, the chairman of the Manchester City Football Club Houston Space Citizens. All right. Are you concerned about the back four?
Yes.
Yeah. I think everybody is.
Right. I mean, how, so how
take
do you
me
answer
into that?
That? Okay. So essentially, you know, we're playing holding midfielders as center backs. Need I say more? You know, they're experienced individuals. One of them went down, Rodri. I mean, so, you know, it just seems that our center back situation is cursed. You know, I wouldn't, if I was going out and playing, I wouldn't want to stand up in
that position. It could be worse. You could have Harry Maguire.
Well, we opted like you did, you know, not to go there. So you know, we're faced with some challenges.
Who's your ideal center back pairing for City? Otamendi?
Right now?
Yeah.
Otamendi and Stones.
And Stones.
Stones.
Stones?
Yeah. You said Stones?
Yeah, Stones.
I would have said Laporte.
Would you?
Well, I mean, but he's
Laporte's
down.
Laporte's the CB of the future, for sure.
No, absolutely. I mean, he was the CB of the, you know, of the future, of the present, but he went down. You know, we've got to adapt. You know, injury is a part of the game.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
we've just happened to be struck with several key injuries.
Yeah.
Not whining. I mean, Pep's got to play it. And he comes out and puts a group on the field and expects performance, you know, regardless of where you're at. I mean, that you're one of the top six teams in the league, right? And that's how you come out and you play. You coach to win every time. He's going to play that style of ball that moves it up the field from the back forward, and he's going to get it into the box and hope his front three, you know, put it in the net.
Do you remember when they came to Houston?
I do.
I snuck in the stadium and I watched their training session. 45 minutes. Pep worked on, in different forms and shapes and different sizes, a back four breaking pressure from an opponent. 45 minutes.
Yep.
I snuck into the top of BBVA Stadium. So what I say to you guys next is simply this. Who wins? And by the way, what's the approach of Pep? And then we'll go approach with Eddie and Ian.
You know, and I think that this is what everybody has done is, I mean, they know what to expect from Pep. Pep says, you've got to beat us. We're going to play the same game regardless of who we're going to face up against. We're going to play from the back. We're going to play, you know, we're going to play from box to box.
But you're going to play from the back against the best high-pressing team in the Premier League.
But that's Pep. Pep is going to say, beat us.
Okay. Ian, will Liverpool beat him?
If they play like that, yeah.
Yeah, with the problems at the back.
I think he has to start Oxlade-Chamberlain for me. He's looked absolutely sensational the last couple of games he's played, and that's what we've been missing. You know, when he plays Fab and Henderson and Wijnaldum in midfield, I mean, Wijnaldum's lights out for the Netherlands. Liverpool, he's a bit in and out. We need Oxlade-Chamberlain bombing
forward. He wasn't out in the last Champions League, I can assure you that.
No, but you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah,
like I
know.
Think Oxlade-Chamberlain for me right now is
so the ox is on.
He's got the ox is on. I mean, in the way he played against City last year, I mean, he just deserves it, I think. And it's a big game. We'll see. Salah's been out of sorts for a little while for me. He hasn't really been himself. Mane's been carrying the load, I think, pretty well. You know, Bobby's a bit in and out. You know,
but
they've been dropping a little bit deeper.
Would you have not said after last year that some of this was inevitable?
I think so. I think Salah's what had a 2-week break with the African Cup of Nations and everything, yeah. And then, you know, came back in. I mean, hopefully, with the international break coming up, I don't think Egypt are playing, so he's going to get a little bit of a break as well, because he's just non-stop football. And what he achieved last year, there definitely is that expectation again this year as well, for sure. And I mean, he's still not having a bad season, to be fair, you know. But today again, he just looked a little bit off his game at the moment.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back here in a minute. Here, we're going to get into a little MLS Cup. We'll keep talking Premier League here. By the way, in the Premier League, just to remind people, Liverpool on top with 31 points, City at 25. A win here from City at Anfield, and they're within 3 points of the Reds. So this is a big one on the weekend. We're blessed to have down here Bob and Ian to talk about this, and, of course, Eddie as well. We're going to do some MLS Cup final talk, Eddie, as well, coming up, and we're going to take a quick break here. We'll talk a little bit of Todd Ramos as well, guys, around the Houston Dynamo. I'm interested to hear if Bob is a Houston Dynamo fan as well and what your thoughts are on Major League Soccer. So we'll take a break here. 713-780-3776 is a number. We're down here at the Grove. This is automotivemap.com. It is a bit of a private party down here, so that's why we could not invite you, the soccer fans, out. Just a reminder here, Cube 57 throughout the year has been the home of the Houston Dynamo on television. Big thank you to Cube 57, Eddie Robinson, Cindy Bourbon, and myself. We were proud to bring you the Dynamo games on Cube 57. We'll take a break. There's more to come here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 from the Grove.
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind.
ESPN 97.5.